Kim Higham, an associate professor at University of California, Riverside, who has done a great deal of research on the impact of catch and release on game fish, had some thoughts about mortality rates and those fish being released. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
There have been studies that have just looked at post-release mortality, and it can be as high as 67% of all fish put back die, but it depends on the species. Some are very robust. Bass, I think, are pretty successful. They're a good example where I think they're likely going to be better at surviving after being released, but some are quite sensitive. Of course, taking a fish out of its environment and handling it and injuring it a little bit with the hook and everything else, of course, it has to have some impact, but some will live, and so that's better than taking it out and killing it. That's going to guarantee that it's not going to survive. And if it's not for food and just killing it and, you know, throwing it back, of course, that's not going to be very helpful. So some will live. So certainly, as a way of at least trying to maintain fish stocks, releasing fish after being caught is the best thing we can do at this point. Certainly, I don't propose that we stop fishing. One of the things we did suggest is that if you have a choice between a larger or a smaller diameter hook, and it doesn't really matter to the angler, perhaps this study that we just published will provide a second thought and say, okay, well, maybe I'll use the thinner one since it doesn't really matter, just to minimize the injury and increase the chances of it being able to eat once it's released.
Bottom line, any hook going through the mouth of a fish damages it mechanically.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.